Let's look ahead then to the playoffs. It begins with Chennai Super Kings taking on Mumbai Indians. You've given us a little bit of insight into this one, Chetan, but your thoughts ahead of this game?
Well, like I said, I mean, it's going to be an equal match only because of the momentum that Mumbai Indians are bringing and the off-colour bit that I spoke about Chennai Super Kings. But again, Chennai Super Kings are the champions. They really turn it on at the business end of the tournament. So don't be surprised if it's a totally different Chennai Super Kings that turns up in Wankhede. You know, it's the business end. Dhoni is somebody who really knows how to handle the sort of pressure at this point of time in a tournament. You know, you know you're playing for wins. You know you're playing for the trophy. And he's been here before. And the thing is, he knows the value of finishing first and second because he knows that maybe his side is off color. So even if they lose at Wankhede, then they do play the eliminator against the winner of the third and fourth spot. So, you know, that calculation is always there in Chennai's mind. I don't remember a time when Chennai's finished at number three or number four. I seriously don't remember. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen, but, you know, they've been just so dominant. They've never, I mean, do they ever fail to make the knockout? So, the two-time champions, Mumbai have won it once, I think. Oh, no, Mumbai yeah. have won it once as well. So, you know, you never know how it's going to pan out in a knockout situation. These two teams are equally matched in terms of given the form they have. But I would still think that the Chennai Super Kings have enough in terms of the captaincy factor. That's MS Dhoni over Rohit Sharma. But then again, you have a very well-accumulated bench for Mumbai Indians with all the coaches there. So it remains to be seen if Dhoni can outthink all of them. So I would put my money on Chennai Super Kings, no doubt.
Yeah, Chennai won it twice, of course. Mumbai once, Rajasthan once, and Royal Challengers Bangalore, the only team in the playoffs that haven't won the Premier League yet. They take on Rajasthan in the eliminator. I would make Bangalore favourites for that one, even though Rajasthan are coming off that excellent win over Kolkata. But what about you?
Yeah, I think so too. I think they also have a bit of momentum on their side, despite the fact that rain has really affected their matches. But more than that, they have this self-belief about them. You know, you look at a side who's chased down a target of 80 runs in just 6 overs. That was quite an ask. And all three of their, you know, top batsmen are in form. Mitchell Stark still in form. You know, Rajasthan Royals blowing hot and cool. Yes, they could focus on that one match because they had those 4-day or 5-day gap. Can they do the same with Bangalore at Pune? Maybe they can, maybe they cannot. I don't know. I mean, just the quality or, you know, the X factor. Let's say just the X factor, which is, I think, riding high with Royal Challengers Bangalore and makes them favourite. Make them favourite for that particular clash.
How important do you feel the venues that these games are being played at could be? Could they favour one particular side over another, do you think?
Absolutely. I think the first one, Mumbai Indians, like I said, you know, at the top of the podcast, you know, that the Wankhede Stadium has been an absolute cauldron this season, especially this season, you know, because they really needed to get behind their team. And that's when it's happened for Mumbai, really, you know. Out of the first 5 matches, they lost the first four, and the fifth match they were playing at home and they won, if I'm not wrong. So, you know, the crowd factor, and you know, that's the key thing about franchisee cricket. You know, the crowd really gets behind you. I mean, look at Mohali, you know, Kings 11 Punjab, not doing well, but still you had full houses there in the last couple of games, you know, cheering on the players. I think that will make a bit of difference. You know, especially when you're chasing, say, 180. We've seen Wankhede pitch. You know, you bat first and you get 200 on the board, and say, you know, Chennai Super Kings are chasing 180, 200. The top overs, the batsmen are not in the best of form, and in that particular atmosphere, it might just get a bit iffy to chase. That so Mumbai Indians will be feeling very confident. The second game, Pune. I'm not very sure, but I think that could be an equal game in terms of the venue. It's a small stadium. That's the key factor. Virat Kohli, Gale, and A.B. de Villiers, especially the latter two, they can hit some big boundaries. So Rajasthan Royals will be wary of that particular factor. But the rest, it depends on what sort of pitch is presented.
And we must finish with our predictions, Chetan. I'm going to go for a Chennai-Bangalore final, and I predicted Chennai to win overall right at the start, so I think I'm going to stick with that. But which way are you going to go?
Well, I'm not sure what I had predicted at the start of the IPL season. I think it was at Kings 11 Punjab. Yeah, I got that wrong very badly. But this time around, I think I'll go for Royal Challengers Bangalore. CSK versus RCB final, and RCB have never won it, have they? So I think it's high time that they have an IPL title.
Good stuff. Well, this time next week, of course, we'll catch up and we'll see who's won, who's lost, how successful those predictions are. But Chetan, for now, thank you very much for joining me here on Cricket World Radio.
Pleasure, John.